So who was not here in this morning? Who was not here? Okay, okay. I am so glad you. I remember. Yes. So you just know my story as God working in my heart, in the Hungarian people's heart, and He would like to making more miracles in our country. But we need your prayers. I'm so glad for my wife. Because I will not hear if she is not in my side. God gave her to me, and she is a great blessing, great blessing. So, and of course, I'm so glad my sister and brother here. I'm planning to introduce them as my mother and father, but they are so young. So how can I do that? You know, Mr. and Mrs. Forey, they are very, very good friend of our, we are very good friend, and we know each other 20 some years. And they are just a great blessing in our ministry, in our family. And I look them as the prayer man, you know. And God needs this kind of man and woman like they are. And as your pastor says, and immediately I saw we are same page. Same Lord, same Holy Spirit, same Bible. I have a different Bible, but not just a language. And I'm so glad, really. I'm so thankful for your love offering as you show us your love. And really, it was a surprise for me. So thank you very much. And I just want to start again with, we need your prayers. And we would like to know our background as you're praying for us. In the morning, I just say something about our church, and I'm talking about God's plan. God has a plan. God has a plan with you. He had with me and his people. You know, he was in Egypt, and so he had a plan. And you know, I would like a little bit continue to this thinking. He wants to use you. It's not new, right? Don't you think anybody remember what day got saved? Anybody? Do you know what day you got saved? Do you? You too? Did you? Yes. Okay. I saved 1995, May 2nd, 11:30 p.m. That was very important thing in my life. And you know what happened? I'm still here. And I'm just thinking, if God loves me, why don't He just grab immediately to the heaven? At that time, as I got saved. Because I was getting His son. Because He had a plan. He wants to use me. That was several years, more than 20 years, and it's just a great blessing. But did you thinking? You got saved. You know why? Because He would like to use you. There is a story here, 2 Kings chapter 5, the first 14 verse. I would like if we read that. And there is a little encouragement for you and an example. This morning was Batoritash. Encouragement, and now I would like to see just her and his and everything what happening, examples to encourage us. What is God's plan with us? Okay, so would you like ask you please come? You it's better if you read it. Okay.
Here you'll find 2 Kings 5, verses 1-14. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master.
Dear Lord, we are so thankful for this great story. As we can see your hand upon everybody who believe in you and come to you. And I know it's true today. You would like to just, you have a message for us. And I would like just, if you bless in this word here and just give a great answer for our questions. And thank you for your loveness everywhere and everybody can healing and be strong in you if they believe you. So teach us today and send everything, say everything what you want to say through me. I would like to ask you in the holy Jesus name. Amen. You can imagine how hard to praying in English, the different language, you know. I want to say the Holy Spirit says something and I don't know. So, but anyway, I'm so glad as the story here. You know, yes, God has a plan with you. That's why he don't throw to the heaven immediately as you got saved. And sometimes what is our answer? Our answer is if we exactly just get know God's will in our life. I have busy, you know. I have many things to do. I would like first married. I would like first get some money. I will go, but I am too young. Sometimes you say, I'm not, but I am too old. Anybody old here? Who is old here tonight? Anybody? No, come on. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. Who is old? No. You are my sister, right? You know, in the Lord, we will 10,000 years with him in the, every minute 10,000 years. We can be with him forever. I can't believe it how long time is. We are not old and not young. We can see here three different character, you know. The first is Naaman. Naaman was successful at the army. Anybody was in army here? I mean, yeah, I know it's some of you. And he was successful because he just freedom from the God people from the bondage, and he was successful and good and great and you know, the great man, the chief commander, who was successful, honored, everyone looked up at him, and the mighty man, he could do everything what he wanted. You know, I think this character just shows the people today, right? Our people are here in America, you know, successful. They have a nice car. They can fly to the moon. They have during in the microbiology, and they can do everything what they want. They can made the man. Do you know that? The clone, something. So can do everything. They have one problem. Here was this man. And he had everything. We just read it as we hear his people. The people are a lot. Huh? The servant asked him, "Why don't you go to the Jordan? If he say something bigger, you know, they love him. He was a respect and a good man. But he had a problem. What problem he had?" Leprosy. Anybody leprosy here in this area? Do you know anybody? In Peoria? In America? You know, we have leprosy in Hungary. 9.5 million people. 9.5 million. Health. Because the leprosy is just, Symbol. Thank you. I'm sorry. Symbol is it? What? The sin. He have everything. He can do big things. And really, you have nice cars here, you know, and you can buy it if you have no money. No problem. Just come and buy it. You pay later, anything. So you can be everything. And you can, I know what this mean if I have only one pair of shoes. And for Sunday, we just, you know, use some chemical and making nice. And I use it all week at the school. And I was 8 children in my family. We are 8 of our siblings. And anyway, so I know that. And, you know, I know today it's no problem. It's a problem. Where am I put my 12th pair of shoes? Winter, winter in our country, and for, you know, so, and about the food. So now we know everything and everybody, but we are very similar situation in America, here in Arizona or in Peoria or in your area, everybody get disease of leprosy. What is leprosy? At that time, I heard today it can be healing, but at that time was not hope. If someone got the a leprosy, it's no way to clean it, no way to cure. So they have no hope in mending. But there was another character, a little girl. You know, we just read about a little girl. What's her name? Anybody knows what's her name? We don't know. She was a servant girl. She was nothing. And she had something in her heart. And that can be, encourage us tonight. If you know God's will, what is His plan with you? And you can't say you are too young, you have too many in your head, too many things. This girl was a captive girl from her family. Her mother was not him. Her, I don't know what kind of clothes she had as a 12 years girl. I don't know how old was she, but she don't cry. She don't cry for the parents. She don't look herself. She don't thinking what will happen in the next time. She had only one thing in her heart. As she heard, Naaman was sick. He said, she said for the Naaman's wife, he said, you know what? There is a God in Israel. He can cure him. And, you know, that was the most important for her, this small brain, you know. She was able to love the enemy. That's what Jesus teaches us, you know. And she, for her, the most important was someone who was lost. And she was able to take a testimony for everyone who was available. There was Naaman's wife. Naaman's wife, what did Naaman's wife did? He went to Naaman. You know, this girl says, who is this girl? Who is this nothing? Maybe sometime we're just thinking, who are we? What we can do for someone who bounded some kind of disease or dictation and addiction and, deep sin, they are deceived. Well, what can we do? You know what? Just tell them there is God in Israel. And it's Jesus now who went to the cross because of us. Why should He love me so? He never will understand. I think in the heaven maybe, because we have time. If I will have time, I will say, Jesus, do you have a 2,000 year, please? Because and maybe I have. Okay, let's sit down for 2,000 years and tell me, why do you love me that deep? And maybe I will give the answer. We have no time there, of course. But you know, if you do understand, that's what Jesus Christ, the Lord, waiting from us, love our neighbor and be ready to give them a gospel. Tell them what happened with you. And that's what his little girl did. What a great example for us. Am I right? Amen. So don't say I'm too old, because you are nobody old here. Don't say you are so young. How old are you, little lady here? How old are you? 11. I think it's the same age as this little girl. And you didn't thinking about herself. Didn't thinking of future. Didn't cry. And didn't blame everybody. Why am I here? You are here reason. If you got saved, he saved you a reason. He would like to use you. So another character is this little girl. And, the Naaman's wife, after she had a deep faith, you know. She don't crying, I just told you. She don't crying about herself. But went to the Naaman's wife, and you know what happened. That's következmény. result if you know God's will. And you are obedient and you are ready to do that. God will be there. You do this morning, I will be with you. So what was the reason? Result, Naaman's wife listening to her, the king of Syria listening to Naaman's wife, that this great captain also listening to her, and God listening to her crying and pray for him. So that's happening today because God never changed, right? There is no any adding. So he is not changed, you know. Jesus don't change, never, you know. Jude 13:8. But God also is not changing. He's the same today. If you know His will, He will be with you. And this will be happening. Everything just come together if you have belief, if you believe Him and are you ready to obedient Him. So, this was His plan. And this is His God plan with you too. And maybe you just thinking, how can I do it? Well, we the man, we can't do anything. What we can do with the devil, what we can do with the sin, but God can do everything. So I believe we all can learn from His little servant girl. And Jesus just encouraged us. I'll try to read that in John 14:12. Jesus said that. So how can we do that? How can we have power, strength to do that? To go there and tell them the truth, you know. Here is a Bible verse, John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. That was understandable. So, John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, who believe it on me. That's the most important. Believe it on me. That's the first. The works that I do, shall he do also. Could you believe it? Do as Jesus did in his life for 33 years in the earth. Can we do that same? Can we do that? The Bible says they can. The apostles, they just did because disciples make miracles too, right? We can read they healed people, they raised up the dead, Dorcas, Eutychus, you know, Paul, and cast out demons. And in the Acts 3, Peter heals the lame, just like Jesus did. But you know that Bible verse is not enough. Not just this. But he said, greater than me, you can do, if you believe me, you can do greater than me. Jesus. Greater things what Jesus did in the earth. Do you think it's true? Is it true? Can we do greater things as Jesus did? When Jesus went back to the heaven, how many followers have he? Do you know how many followers was as Jesus was ready to go back to the heaven? How many? You know, there was 120 at the upper room. And there was from the 12 or 11. And if maybe others follow him, maybe 200, just add 200, all together is 300 and some, you know, in Jesus' life. He went back after Peter coming, Acts 2, and full of the Holy Spirit, preaching one time. How many people got saved? 3,000. You know, as greater than Jesus did? I think. And so I think it's greater, yes. And Jesus, how many countries did preach? How many countries he was? He was in Phoenicia and beyond the Jordan, Decapolis, you know, the 10 city, but mostly in Israel. These three country. How many country was as the apostle reach? The apostles, servants after, you know, the apostles took the gospel to all parts of the world that they know. All, you know, and this is our great thing, but we can give the glory for God. It's come to Hungary too. Jesus was only three country, but you know why? Because he said, it's better if I go back to my father, because I will send the Holy Spirit, a comforter. And you know, they can have many good things in their life. Experience as they walking with Lord, but after the Lord went back and the Holy Spirit come in to them. So now the Holy Spirit in to them and they can do greater things that Jesus did. It's no problem with it. Jesus is so happy if we understand. But you know, faith, everybody able to do and everything what I did, but greater than I did, if he believing me. This little girl, a great example. How can she did that? Because the Holy Spirit is working in her heart. The Holy Spirit's Holy Spirit was permanently come to people and go back and at that time. But after Pentecost come down and it's everybody who got saved in 1995, May 2nd, in 11:30, the Holy Spirit came to me and lead me. And yeah, it's a comfort. And if I follow him, he would lead me and I can do greater things like Jesus did. What a great example. This little girl, there was Naaman. Many Naaman here around you. And God just wants to use you if you are able. But you need to believe and allow the Holy Spirit working on you. How can you do that? If you believe in him, if you clean yourself, you just go to in front of the Lord and confess your sin. And allow him to clean you. And the miracle will coming. After the miracle came. And he said, you know, God's servant says, oh, go to the Jordan and go there and goes on seven times. But Abna and Parpar, it's much better, nicer, good. You know, around us, many people just teaching the false teaching. The great Catholic movement. There are millions. That's help you. The Pope. You know, not true. Only God, only through Jesus Christ can cleanse you. And, you know, name and believe it. And that's how it can happen. She just getting clean. So I'm just thinking there is one more very good, very important question. What do you think? This little girl, like 11 years, maybe 11 was, I don't know. But how she knew that all? There is God in Israel. How can she say that? Our God can cleanse you because everybody knew that. Never will. If someone get leper, it's very bad disease. It's very suffer and terrible. But this little girl heard about God. Heard about he can deliver the people. And she believe it and use it. How? What do you think? What the key here? What the key? How? Huh? Faith, okay, how the 11 years old girl has faith. Parents, family, teaching, devotion time together. Teach her. Maybe one time, little loved ones, maybe one time we are not with you. But just, here's the Bible, can help you. And just teach our children. parents. I learned a lesson. I have four adults, daughter and boy, and I just saw how many times I just had mistake. And it's a great teaching. If your daughter, your son, young, if they are at home, how do you teach them? How do you are the good example? Because they learn a lot, most of what they learn as we saw us. Did you saw your family on your knee at the morning before you go to work? At night, did you saw them as you reading your Bible? We teach them. So the great message is a little girl able to do big things with the Holy Spirit if you have faith. So you have no excuse. God wants to use you. He wants to making a great miracles through us. But we should have obedience. So I did this morning, I do again. Are you really a child of God? Are you sure? You know why I'm emphasize that? Because I was for 18 years at the church like you have. Very similar. It was Union Church at that time. When I was a child, was better, but now it's very worse. So, and when I got saved, my eye was, God opened my eyes, and He told me, tell everywhere. It's not enough to be a church member. It's not enough if you have baptized. You should be born again. Are you born again? If you are, God wants to use you. Even your children or old, but here is no old. I mean, no matter who are you, a lady, a man, any age, you know, He would like to bless you and making miracles through you. Could you believe it? So it's. If you want great things happening around you, just listening to Him, put your faith in Him and be obedient, and He will give everything what you need, and He will make it. You don't need to make miracles. That's God's part. You just need to listening to Him and saved, usable, and full with the Holy Spirit. Faith, usable, Holy Spirit. All three is in you, and God will bless you as He did us among you. Really, I'm so thankful we can be here all day. It's my life greatest day. Just a week ago, I had a birthday, 58th birthday. But that day was not that good as we are here, can be here with us. And really, I don't want to punch to you. Really, I just want to give the glory for God. Thank you for your love. And don't forget it. Saved, believe Him, and obedient. It's the most important in your life. Pastor.